Okay, good evening. Wonderful to be with everyone tonight. Baruch Hashem, I see that Razel Litwin is back with us, which is a very, very exciting thing. She's back from Eretz Yisrael. And I was thinking, should I just send the shiur out as a recording or give the shiur on Zoom? And I decided, because Razel's back with us, I had to give the shiur on Zoom tonight, even though there are a number of people that are away on vacation. But nonetheless, the show must go on. Okay, so welcome tonight. So tonight, Parshas Va'era. Very, very interestingly, Klal Yisrael is making their way through the exile, and hopefully they're about to see the end. But before they get there, there are some hiccups. And one of those, the Torah tells us, is Vayidaber Moshe Kein El Bnei Yisrael, that Moshe spoke whatever what was transmitted to him to Bnei Yisrael. V'lo shamu el Moshe, though they did not listen to Moshe mikotzer ruach, because of shortness of spirit, u'me'avodah kasha, and hard work. Seems like they couldn't be sova, they couldn't tolerate what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. So if you look in last week's parsha in Perek Dalid, the Torah tells us at the end of Perek Dalid, Vayamein Ha'am, and the people believed, Vayishmu'u. Thank you. The Torah tells us, Vayamein Ha'am, and the people believed, Vayishmu'u, and they heard, Ki pokad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael. And they heard that Hashem had remembered Bnei Yisrael. V'chi ra'a es anyam, he saw their affliction, v'yikdu v'yishtachavu, and they bowed their heads, and they prostrated themselves. So on one hand, in this week's parsha, the Torah tells us that Moshe had spoken all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said, but they couldn't listen to Moshe, they couldn't be sovel, they couldn't appreciate what he was saying because of shortness of breath in Avodah Kasha. Yet in last week's parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming and giving over, transmitting the message, there the Torah tells us the people believed. Vayamen Ha'am, they believed all that they had heard. They believed that ultimately Hashem had remembered Bnei Yisrael. So why is it that in this week's parsha they didn't believe, though in last week's parsha they did believe? What changed? What was different from last week's parsha and this week's parsha? Why is it that in last week, when Moshe Rabbeinu had come to them and say for Shmos, Parsha Shmos, Perek Dalid, they were excited and they had tremendous optimism and they anticipated the redemption? But in this week's parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Bnei Yisrael, Lo Shamuel Moshe Mikotzer Ruach Me'avodah Kasha, that is our first question. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah tells us, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, that Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Bo daber el Paro melech Mitzrayim, come and speak to Paro, the king of Egypt, Vishalachis b'nei Yisrael me'artzo, that he sends b'nei Yisrael me'artzo from his land. Vayidaber Moshe l'fnei Hashem le'mor, and Moshe spoke before Hashem saying, Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. B'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. They're not listening to me. Ve'ech yishma'eni paro. How is Paro going to listen to me? V'ani aral svasayim. I have a speech impediment. So obviously we all know that Moshe Rabbeinu was an aral svasayim. There are many explanations as to why he had that impediment. But the reality was, this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu had to contend with. And he felt that ultimately Paro wouldn't listen to him because of this deficiency, this speech impediment. One could ask, why did he have it? Well, we know why he had it. There are different explanations. But the question that I'm asking is that ultimately a Navi is someone that is a Gibor, an Oshir, an Anav. There are certain milas that a person has to have to be considered a Navi. And there is no greater Navi than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was different than all of them. Can't have a pagam. There can't be any deficiency. He has to be great in every aspect of life, whether b'chokma, whether in midos, whether in ashiras, whether in yichus. A Navi has to be this perfect person. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of prophets, one would have thought that he would not have this deficiency, this pigam, this defect. So the Rishonim suggest that the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was given this deficiency was so that people shouldn't think that the Torah was accepted by Am Yisrael because Moshe Rabbeinu is a wonderful salesperson. Moshe Rabbeinu is a great orator. Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to convince Klal Yisrael that it's in their best interest to accept the Torah. Though the Shlo HaKadosh asks a question, and that is that according to this approach, this opinion of the Ran, that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Aral Svasayim, because ultimately he would be the one that would be giving and transmitting the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and Chas V'Shalom, should one think that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah because Moshe Rabbeinu was this great orator? On the contrary, he wasn't at all, and yet Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah because of the mamashos, the beauty of the Torah. But don't we know, doesn't the Medrash tell us that at the time of Matan Torah, the time the Torah was given, all of Klal Yisrael was healed from any type of physical deficiency or ailment that they might have had? And therefore, if there were people that couldn't use limbs, they were healed. Kabbalah HaTorah, Maimed Har Sinai, was the ultimate medicine, was the ultimate therapy for any person that had some type of deficiency, and asks the Shlo HaKadosh, why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu healed? Why would he have been different than any other person that was standing at Har Sinai awaiting to receive the Torah? In other words, according to what the Ran is suggesting, he specifically wasn't healed because he was the giver of the Torah. But he should have been healed, just like every member of Klal Yisrael that was standing at Har Sinai, and they were healed as they were waiting to accept the Torah. What, Moshe Rabbeinu is different? Moshe Rabbeinu should not have been entitled to that type of healing? It seems difficult to digest that all of Klal Yisrael was healed from their deficiency, from their ailment, from their pagam, from their mum, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't. And that's our second question. Our third and final question for tonight is, we know that it's brought down in the Svarim, in the Halacha Svarim, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Siman Tov Chav Ches, that we're never a Misayim, we never finish an Aliyah Bidavara. We never finish on a negative note. Anytime we finish an aliyah, it's always talking about something positive or perhaps something neutral. Even when we read the klolos in the various parshios, the curses that will befall Klal Yisrael, ultimately we always end off on a high. Whether it's laning that we read on Shabbos or whether laning that we read on Mondays and Thursdays. And yet, if you look at this week's Parsha on the laning that we read on Mondays and Thursdays, the end of the Levi Aliyah ends off with the pasuk that we began with tonight, Vayidaber Moshe, and Moshe had spoken this to Bnei Yisrael, Velo Shamu El Moshe, and they did not listen, or they didn't hear Moshe, because of their kotzer ruach, their shortness of spirit, Umeavoda Kasha, and from their difficult labor. And that's the end of the Aliyah. How can we end off on this pasuk? This pasuk is a davara. It's something bad. And we know the halacha is that we never end off. It's a bad omen. We don't end off on something that talks about something bad. This is not my question. This is the question of Reb Eli Baruch Finkel. So he suggests that ultimately, it wasn't something bad. His first explanation is not something that I want to focus on tonight, but it's interesting to note. And he bases his first answer on the words of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon writes that indeed they were supposed to be enslaved for 400 years. Instead of 400 years, it was 210 years. He writes, Vayimaru es chayehem ba'avoda kasha. In the Torah, it's Vayimaru es chayehem ba'avoda kasha. In other words, Vayimaru es chayehem, because the Egyptians embittered the lives of Klal Yisrael, they got up and they left. The Vilna Gaon explains that ultimately what we think is something that is negative was ultimately something that was to their benefit. And therefore, this aliyah that we think is something bad is actually something good, because they ended up leaving 190 years earlier than what was originally told to them. Essentially, what Reb Eli Baruch Finkel explains is that it's all about perspective. It's how we look at something that appears to be bleak. It appears to be talking about Davar Ra. But ultimately, if you really look at what is going on, it's actually a positive. The Avoda Kasha actually was to their benefit. They ended up leaving Sheba and Mitzrayim 190 years earlier than what was originally anticipated. There's two ways to look at something. You can either look at it as a davar ra. They didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu because of Avodah Kasha. They were exhausted. They were tired. They were being crushed, says the Medrash. And then one might ask, how could we end off the Aliyah on a Dvar Ra? Or we can take the approach of the Vilna Gaon. And we can say, you know what? It was hard. But ultimately, that hardship and difficulty was to the benefit of Klal Yisrael. All about perspective, mindset. Where we're putting our focus. Are we going to come and fall prey, P-R-E-Y, to negative thoughts and assume the worst and focus on how is it possible that we could end off on something negative, or say, you know what? That negative was actually a positive. All about perspective. All about what our mindset is. How we view things can ultimately dictate our reality. If we believe that something is positive, we can even end off the Aliyah, which is a halacha, not to end off on a Dvar Ra, but because our mindset is different, we've changed the narrative. We've now determined that it is a positive. Now we have come and we've even ended off an Aliyah talking about Avodah Kasha. And I believe that's pshat why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't healed. Because to Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't a negative. It wasn't a negative in as much as he was able to speak to Klal Yisrael. And he was able to give over the Torah that Chas V'Shalom, there shouldn't be a notion that Klal Yisrael is accepting the Torah because of his ability to speak. So where he lamented when he came before Paro, his mindset, when it came to him as a leader to the Jewish people, his perspective was, it's not a mum. This is not a pagam. This is not a deficiency. This is going to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. This is going to ensure that for the rest of the history of the world, for eternity, everyone will know that the Torah is MS. And it has nothing to do with me, but everything to do with the fact that it's Torah Hashem. All about perspective. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be healed, because he understood that this deficiency ultimately has the ability of allowing the world for history to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. So what was perceived as a deficiency actually turned into Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest kli, greatest tool. It was him being an Orel Svasayim that ultimately allowed the world to see that the Torah's emes. And that's pshat in the Ran. It was specifically, unlike the rest of the world that was healed, specifically not Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest gift to humanity for eternity. All about perspective. All about how we are able to look at what is a perceived pigam, ultimately is Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest asset to be able to convey the Dvar Hashem, that the Torah's emes, having nothing to do with the ability of Moshe Rabbeinu to speak and to convey a thought out and a very beautiful message of his own skill, nothing to do with his own skill. It has everything to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah being emes. All about perspective. We can look at our lives as being negative. Woe to me. Look how much I suffer. I have so many ailments and so much pain and so much suffering. Or I can look at my life and take all of the pain and suffering and recognize that there's always something positive. There's always something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show me from my suffering. But that takes work. To be in that frame of mind takes a lot of work and effort and toil. Rarely is a person born with such optimism in the face of such challenge. You see, Klal Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, they were given one day off. They were given a day to rest. And on that day of rest, says the Medrash, that day was Shabbos. Shebishabbosos hayu mishtashin b'megilos. Says the Medrash, on Shabbos they would engage in scrolls shahayu biyadon, that were in their hands, that were given to them by Moshe Rabbeinu, shahayu misapros lahem al hagaula. Those megillos, those scrolls, it talked about redemption. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he writes in his Emes Liyakov, that those megillos hayu sefer Iov. It was the Sefer Iov, or Mizmorei Tehillim, Shekosav Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, Be'inyon Shel Tzadik Viralo, that discussed the topic of Tzadik, of a Tzadik and bad things happening to him, or a Rasha and good things happening to him, U'Be'inyon Hage'ula Ha'asida, and discussing the future redemption. Ve'im Hayu Korin Bohem, and they would read them, Umotzeim Bidvarim, and they would find in them a Makor Nechama of Yeshua. They would find comfort and solace thinking about and talking about redemption. But after Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro, and he had requested, demanded their freedom of Bnei Yisrael, it was at that point Paro said, mm-mm. And what did he do? He made their work even harder. Tichabit ha'avod al Bnei Yisrael. Val yishu b'divrei sheker, that they shouldn't rely on these falsities. In other words, until that point, they had freedom. They had a day of rest and Shabbos in order to read these Megillos. But now Paro had gozer upon them to work even on Shabbosos. And therefore, they didn't have any time to engage, to read, to be inspired, to be enlightened by these stories of Geula. So in Sefer Shmos, Parsha Shmos, in Perek Dalet, where they believed the words of Moshe Rabbeinu and they were filled with optimism. That was because they engaged in stories that would inspire the spirit. They were able to take a terrible situation of avdus, of slavery, and they were able to see a silver lining. They knew that one day it would come. But in our Parsha, in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera, they weren't able to listen to Moshe. They weren't able to see a light at the end of a very difficult tunnel. They weren't able to see the silver lining. They weren't able to see Geula because they were no longer able to inspire themselves with these stories. They no longer had that day of rest. Halavai, we should all be born with optimism and seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but the reality is we're not. So how do we remain committed to a vision of Geula when we're suffering in Galus? The answer is that we have to surround ourselves with optimistic people, and we have to be able to work on ourselves, that in any given time in our lives, when we're depressed, we're despondent, we're suffering, we're in pain, we have to pick ourselves up and we have to read positive stories of redemption. We have to put ourselves in the right frame of mind, because life is tough and there's challenges and peaks and valleys and ups and downs. How do we pick ourselves up when we're down? It's by surrounding ourselves with the right types of people, and the right stories, to read the stories that inspire, that lift our souls. And Klal Yisrael was able to do that. They were able to appreciate and be able to look and see positive even in times of despair. It's all about mindset. Our mindset can change an entire reality. Even when the halacha tells us that you're not allowed to end on a dvar ra, we can if our mindset is such that it actually was a positive. We can change reality just by our thoughts. We can impact halacha based upon what our perception is of that given time, of what we were thinking about during that time. Moshe Rabbeinu, unlike everyone else, wasn't healed. Why? Shouldn't he have been healed? He was the greatest of all prophets. Because in his mind, it wasn't a pagam. But in actuality, it was a benefit. It helped him accomplish something that was so necessary for eternity. To him, all about mindset. To him, it was the greatest bracha. And to be an Arel Svasayim, but that means I get to be the preeminent leader of Klal Yisrael, who speaks punim upon him face to face with Hashem, the one who is able to transmit the Torah, that now it's Torah's Moshe. I would be an Arel Svasayim. I would want a speech deficiency every day of the week. All about perspective. All about mindset. If we think positive, we can will our reality to that being a positive one. And even when I'm in Mitzrayim, and even though I'm suffering, mind over matter. If I believe it, if I will it, it will come true. Klal Yisrael, throughout the ages, we've been in concentration camps and pogroms. We've been in gas chambers. But these enemies of Klal Yisrael, they've never been able to take away our spirit. So many Jews would talk about their bodies might have been in a ghetto, but their minds and their hearts were in a Beis Medrash. We're in Yerushalayim. We're in the Beis Hamikdash being Ola L'Regel. Changes the entire complexion of our reality from that of Tsar to that of Simcha. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you so much for being here.